Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we here on the NPA Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're here to join the Prayer and Praise Conference, yes, with our host, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We are so glad that you've joined us. And at this time, let's go directly into that service. God bless you.
God will endure forever. The everlasting God will bring everlasting life. Thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who redeemed us from
thank
all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Enemy. Thank you. We bind the devil.
Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. You're so
Satan in the name of
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. God. Bind the enemy to come again. Bind him away. Cast the devil out in Jesus' name.
We acknowledge you in all our ways and know that you shall direct our path. Oh, thank you for this wonderful time that we have as we come together to give you praise and adoration. Thank you, thank you.
Oh,
thank you for the battle that's not ours, it's yours. Thank you.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, man. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank
because
you.
We're coming out of every situation with our hands up crazy.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you. Because you changed things.
And
you
missed.
Hallelujah.
Glory in you. And we thank you for all things. And even thank you this morning. Because the will of the wicked is laid up for the just. Thank you for shaking shucks for the chucks in heaven.
Thank you for waiting.
Sending down the
Thank you.
Word you gave yesterday about you giving the desires of our hearts. Oh God, only you can do that. Only you can make a way out of no way. Only you can lift every burden. Only you.
You understand. Lord, I know you read today.
When we can't fix it, Lord, we want to thank you for it. We recognize you as the only truth. In you, we live, move, and have our being. We're glorious. We thank you for all things. We ask you to bless us today. Stretch out your mighty hand over all the people. Give multitudinous blessings and a great show. And
hold the awesome way. Oh, God, help us today.
For what you've done, we thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you
for what you're going to do.
Lord, we thank you. Thank
anointing
you.
Fall heavy.
Mm-hmm. So loved.
New bonafide.
Oh,
what an awesome spirit.
Yes, yes, to my Lord.
Revolution.
Yes, that all power you have.
To worship you even more. And to seek you even. Thank you for.
God, we praise and magnify your name. We lift you up. We lift you up, Lord. Knowing that you will. Knowing you got the power in your hand. Knowing we're nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Touch me.
Power in your hand.
Power, Lord.
Pastor Strada, are you with us this morning? Yes, ma'am. Sister Jean, I am here this morning. And if I may go ahead and identify GMA, please.
The host has joined the conference.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I am Pastor Kevin Strader from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one.com. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We are located at GMAP1.com. Just want to encourage you this morning to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. We just honor God this morning for allowing us this opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless each and every one of you. I hope and pray to see and or hear you very soon. God bless you. May God keep you. Back over to you at this time, Sister Gina. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Swarton. Thank you so much. Lady Hagen, would you like to identify the blog line? And I believe I heard our host return after you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning, everyone. We send shout outs to Dr. Johnson, who's doing a fantastic job on the First Fruit. Amen. We thank God for Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. Thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for every one of our staff and assistants, as well as our broadcasters. And we thank God for everyone who's listening from around the world. Yes, I am Ambassador Hagen, and we're here to identify the blog. As you know, the blog is the largest radio talk radio platform there is in the world, and we are excited about what God is doing, and we are very glad to be able to participate in the team of broadcasters. And we're live here at the studio. You can reach us simply by dialing the call number into the station, and that number is 347-934-0207, 347-934-0207. We're being heard all around the world. God bless you. Back to you.
God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen, and thank you for such a wonderful introduction today and always. I appreciate you so very much. We enjoyed the Georgia, the little portion we had, and we want to repeat that again the latter part of this month. The Lord bless you and keep you. I want to go to the praise report today. Amen. And Lord, I know many of you have praise reports to give. Mother Franklin, are you there? Mother Franklin. And if so, I would like for you to get those praise reports. Can you do that? Are you there, Mother Franklin? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there, Mother Franklin? All right. Let's move here. Sister Jennifer Williams, can you get those praise reports for you? For us? Are you there? Sister Williams, are you there? Sister Jennifer Williams. All right. Let's try one more here. And let me go down to Louisiana. Sister Ernestine Johnson, are you there? Can you do that? All right. Can y'all hear me on the prayer line here?
We can hear you. And Mother Johnson,
all right.
I will do that. I'm Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
All right. Go ahead, Bobby.
Praise reports. Good morning to each of you, and blessed be to the Lord. He has been so good to me, and I praise and honor him because he is taking good care of me. I praise him for a good night's rest, and thank God for waking me up this morning on time for the prayer line. And I just praise the Lord because he
line muted.
Good care of me. Now, is anyone else have a
line unmuted?
Yes, this is Sister Jerry. I want to thank you all for the trails of covering me on my trip to Arkansas and back. I just want to thank and praise God. You all covered me. Thank you.
God bless you, darling. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Mother Johnson?
Go ahead, baby. I hear you.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the saints on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all the saints that prayed during the time of my bereavement for my dad. I thank the Lord on yesterday that I did my fast. I went through it real good. I called Mother Johnson. She prayed with me. I've been going through some things, but I just thank the Lord for this prayer line. When I don't get on this prayer line, it seems like my day just don't go right. And I just thank the Lord for it. And I ask the saints to continue to pray for me and my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, baby. Hang on in there and keep on fasting and praying and letting let the Lord bless you real good. Are there another praise report?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Thanks of God. This is Dr. Stern. I want to jump in there right quickly. I got on a little late, and I'm going to have to get off, but I do want to thank and praise God for another day. I want to thank God that this is coming up to the third year of me and my husband's kidney transplant. He was the recipient, and I was the donor, and today is the day that I have to travel from my area, North Chicago, to Madison, Wisconsin, which is a little drive, almost about 3 hours. So we have to get on the highway. Praise the Lord, and I'm believing God that all is well today. I'm supposed to be released totally, and I do believe that my creatinine, which is my kidney level, is where it is supposed to be. So I just want to let the First Fruit Prayer Line know and Dr. Johnson know if I have to hang up, I have to hang up because I'm in the midst of getting prepared to go and leaving out. But I had to get a little bit of my First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. If I'm not there for prayer, please put Drs. Gary and Patricia Stern on the prayer list for traveling mercy and for a good report, which I already know that is done. God bless you all is my prayer. I feel good in the Lord, and amen. And I know that God, He brought it. He took us there, and I know He'll bring us back. God bless you. Is my prayer.
God bless.
All right, Brother Johnson, stop and pray for right now. Otherwise, I will.
God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, we are here before you with thanksgiving, looking to you, Lord, believing in you, trusting in you, leaning on you, depending on you. And you said in your word you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we ask you to give them traveling grace, take them wherever they have to go, and bring them back safe. We pray you, Lord, to keep your arms around them and hold them in the hollow of your hand. Go with them and stand by them, stay in the steering of the wheels, and oh, God, don't let no evil befall them. In the name of Jesus, our soul will say yes to the Lord. And we look unto thee by faith, believing in your word, because you said in your word anything that we asked in your name, that you would do it. And we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, don't leave them, but just lead them and guide them and teach them your will and your way all the way there and back, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Thank God. Thank you. Amen. I feel that prayer.
God bless you. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Was there another praise report?
Good morning. This is Worship Banner. Can you hear me?
I can hear you real plain and clear. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Mother Johnson. God bless you. And I thank God that I was able to be off mute this morning. God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. And I thank God that He woke us up this morning, and we all on this prayer line can keep our eyes on Jesus, fixed on Jesus. And I thank God that He's teaching me day by day to rest in His finished work. And He is the one that holds all things together. And He has the answer, and He is the final answer. And I thank God that He gives us wisdom on this prayer line. He gives us healing, and He is our righteousness, and he provides for each and every one of us. And I thank God that all of us woke up with peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank God that the prayer line has taught us how to rest in him. He is our strength, and I thank God for that. God is a good God, and I feel so good this morning. Have death in my family, but I have a it's so indescribable. I just feel that peace this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for waking up with peace in my heart this morning. And my desire is for you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for your strength every day. I lift up everybody before the Lord. Hallelujah. I stand in the gap for everybody every day and continue to pray for me and my home that we will be the children that God is calling for in these last and evil days. God bless you.
God bless you. What a wonderful praise report. Thank you. God bless you. How many more praise reports, Dr. Johnson?
Let's take about three more.
Three more praise reports now. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer. The phone was muted, Dr. Johnson. I heard you, but I could not get off mute. Praise God. I'm just grateful for the Lord waking me up this morning by 4 hours, just praising him, just having a great time in the Lord. And I thank God for wonderful people from you, Dr. Johnson, all the saints, and Evangelist Washington as my mentor. I thank God for the wonderful job that he's doing in my life, and just to God be the glory at all times. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord.
God bless you also. Two more praise reports, or anyone else have a praise report?
I've been on mute a lot. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Speak up. You have to speak up.
Josephine Luckett. I've been on mute a lot, so I don't know if you can hear me or not.
We hear you.
Oh, well, I just wanted to just praise God for what he's doing, and I thank God for opening doors that no man can shut. And helping me in all directions in my life. The Lord has just been blessing. Yeah, and I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for having the mind to seek and serve him and do whatever I can according to his will. And I thank God for Dr. Johnson and each and every one of you, because prayers for the righteous availeth much. Continue to just let's pray together and seek God together. Because we are waiting for him in this last and evil day. God bless you.
God bless you also. One more praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, baby. Go ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to say, Dr. Johnson, I got you and First Lady's letter yesterday. I tell you, you have a wonderful, sweet wife. Just looking at her picture, I said, Lord, looky here. I was so glad to get that. I just laughed. I said, Lord, look at this. Well, you have a wonderful wife, Dr. Doug. She's a
Amen.
Sweet man. She is very sweet lady.
Amen.
I just say thank God for both of you. I thank God for the prayer line. Deacon Tim been trying to get on the line. He listened to you, but he can't get through. I don't know what's wrong with his phone, but he really inspires him very much on the prayer line. He just can't get through. He's listening, but he just can't get through. And I just want to thank God for that.
And then let me send him a shout-out. Deacon Tillman, God bless you. And we welcome you to the First Fruits prayer line. The Lord bless you and keep you. Go ahead, Mother.
So he really like it.
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right.
God,
all right.
You don't know Sister Betty like I know her. She's much sweeter than you know about. But we thank God to even hear those sweet words, even just looking at her pictures, you can tell she's a humble woman. God bless you and bless her also. Now we're giving the prayer line right back to Dr. Johnson. It's back in your hand, Dr. Johnson. God bless
you. Thank you, Mother Johnson. All right, Mother Johnson down in Indianapolis, thank God for you. And you keep me jovial. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Is there anybody who has a burning testimony? As Elder Coates said to us, they used to call it testimonies in the old church. Amen. That's a good term. I mean, anybody got a burning testimony, as they used to ask? You have to, if so, give it, if you got a burning testimony. Amen. You can't hold your peace. It's a burning testimony. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's a burning testimony to say you've been saved all day and no evil have you done. That's a burning testimony. Anybody else? Oh. All right, God bless you. This has been a wonderful day. I want to take about 5 or 10 minutes here this morning and just teach before we go to our prayer request on the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you? I hope you're not like the people there in Acts 19 who said, Paul, we haven't even as much as heard that there be any Holy Ghost. And Paul asked, well, let me ask y'all something. You haven't heard that there be? No, no. Well, what baptism were you baptized under? They said, well, we were baptized under John's baptism. And Paul told them John really baptized with repentance. And there comes one after him, Jesus Christ. And Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost. And let me say this to you. Paul began to minister to the people there and laid hands on the people there at Ephesus. And the Bible tells us that in the 19th chapter, around the 6th verse, somewhere around there, that they received the Holy Ghost. And with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and they prophesied. Now, just about everywhere we read about the Holy Ghost falling, the Bible tells us that there is evidence of tongues. I said again, just about everywhere we read about the falling of the Holy Ghost coming on the people, there is evidence of tongues, my Lord. It is one of the signs of the presence of the Holy Ghost in the room and falling on your life, my Lord. Let me check it out one more place here. If I ask truly and thank those who are with us on the blog line, but let's see here. Here's another.